A lot of people have been unable to find diesel over the last week. In fact, you might recall on Thursday we spoke to fuel distributor Rob Reardon about the shortage of diesel and the problems it was causing him as a distributor, as well as the farmers who he services and the trucking industry, not to mention the average motorist with a diesel car. So, are distributors still being cut back on their allocations? Rob Reardon from Reardon's Fuels joins me once more. How are you, Rob?
Good morning, Kath.
Has the situation eased at all for you?
Oh, not much. Our allocations have been slightly increased, but what's happening is that the supply can't keep up with the demand.
Now, when we spoke to you on Thursday, you'd effectively had your allocations more than halved. I think you said you were down to about 35% of what you're after.
That's correct, and now we're probably back to about 50%.
Okay, so at least it's heading in the right direction.
It's heading in the right direction, but one of the problems now is the logistics movements of the product to tanks and to farms and to into the country. Because what's happened is that a lot of the supplies now, a lot of tanks and service stations are out of fuel or out of diesel, and there's a time lag between having to, you know, get the product from the installations to those service stations and all farms.
Well, how do you decide which of your customers get the diesel first, Rob?
Well, generally, we've had a meeting on this, and we're going to make it who's ever first out will be delivered to first. So we've got a list of customers who require products, so we'll put them on a priority list. So if you ran out, say, on Friday, you'll be the first one delivered to, say, today or tomorrow.
So have you heard stories of farmers who, I know Lucy Barber this morning was talking about whether farmers could harvest or not due to a total fire ban, but you're perhaps suggesting they haven't been able to harvest at all because of no diesel whatsoever?
Oh, they'd be restricted in their diesel and what diesel they could obtain because it's just not in the system. And I would say that probably last week, because we had a couple of cooler days and there was a little bit of rain, and then you had this very hot day on Saturday, it's probably saved the day a bit because it slowed the process of the harvesting down.
What have you been told by the refinery that services you?
Not much at all, really. They tell us what our allocation is, but there's no sort of certainty about when this problem's going to be fixed.
How do they do that? Do they just ring up and say, sorry, Rob, you're only getting 50% today?
Yeah. Yeah, they do it by phone calls. There's very little correspondence as far as emails or such. It's just mainly done by verbally over the phone.
And so what are you preparing for at the moment?
Oh, well, we're preparing to try to get as much fuel back into the system as we can, as quickly as we can, but we're still restricted on what we can get. So, as I said, it'll be we'll sit down and work out who's the most urgent. And say, I'll give you an example. I have one large livestock carrier who's working a lot of trucks out of Hamilton at present. And Hamilton's just about, we haven't got any fuel in our tank in Hamilton today, and we're trying to get some there tonight. But he'll be restricted in the movement of that livestock if he can't get diesel.
What does that mean if he's already loaded a truck?
I don't think they'd load the trucks unless they knew they could get the fuel. I don't think they'll load trucks and then leave the stock on the trucks. No, I don't think that'll happen.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention the communication, because having a whip around the local servos yesterday afternoon, some simply had statements that just said no diesel, and there was no explanation of when it might be expected to come back.
That's right. No, it's very poor communication coming through from the main supplying companies. It's just very, very poor. And none of us can get any real direction from them as to when this may be where we'll come back to full product supply.
Well, Rob Reardon, assuming that you could have access to 100% of your requirements today, how long would it take you to catch up and bring everyone up to speed, given that there has been quite a few days of shortages? In fact, I think you said 3 weeks of shortages.
That's right. There's been 3 weeks of limited supply. It'd take us a full week working with contractors and our own transport fleet to replenish the supply back to a normal situation.
What are your customers saying?
Oh, well, we're trying to work with the customer to work our way through this and redirecting some of the transport operators to tanks where we have still got some fuel. And people are virtually scrounging around just trying to get enough fuel.
I overheard somebody at the service station yesterday say it could be Christmas before enough diesel is found for all the service stations in the state. Do you think that's a bit far-fetched?
I don't think it'll take that long. Once if it comes back onto full supply, all the distributors and the industry will endeavour to get the situation rectified as quickly as possible. But if it doesn't come back onto full supply and we're still restricted coming into Christmas, yes, it's a very difficult thing to manage because it's so busy. I mean, it's the busiest time of the year. So to have this happen right at this time of the year is an absolute, an economic disaster, really, because people are busy. They're trying to finish their harvest, and particularly the southern harvest. And not only that, as I said the other day, there's a lot of movement of livestock and general produce at this time of the year. And then on top of that, you've got motorists and people starting to get ready to go on holidays.
Do you know how much this will cost you and your business, Rob?
No, it'll cost. Of course, it's costing us, but we haven't sat down yet to analyse any real figures on it. We'll just wait till all this blows over, and then we'll have our number crunches, have a look at it, and see what we're going to do about that then.
Do you think
it is costing us? It's quite a large cost to us.
Do you think that it'll push up the price of diesel?
Oh, no, I don't know. I won't push up the price, but it's very difficult to pass those sort of costs on. It'll be either some sort of a, if we could never get a claim out of it, or we'll just have to wear it as part of our business costs.
All right. Well, we're keen to hear from Shell this morning, Rob, so we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for your time once again.
All right. Thank you very much once again, Kath. Bye.
Rob Reardon is a fuel distributor across Western Victoria, and you've heard they're having some trouble for more than 3 weeks now getting the allocation of diesel that he would like and that his customers require.